Praise be to God, and the Lord has again brought us together to learn from His glorious word. And we all know that our Lord is alive and He is risen. We'd like to turn your attention to the third interaction Jesus had with His disciples after He rose from the dead. Please turn to Book of John, chapter 21, verses from 18 to 23. Book of John, Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses from 18 to 23. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. Verse 20. Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Verse 23. Therefore this saying went out among the brethren that the disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? Shall we look to the Lord in prayer this time? Lord, as we look at you, who is alive and risen, Lord, we pray that this time of meditation of your word, Lord, you may reveal yourself to us so that we are granted strength to move forward in our Christian life. Lord, we pray that your word may be edifying to us, that we may know you better. We may know about your power. We may know about your control through the scripture portion. And our lives may be in submission to you. We give you all the glory and honor. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometime back, I met a very young man serving Christ in a very remote place. He had come to his hometown as he was suffering from malaria. You may be surprised to know that that was the 25th time he had fallen sick with malaria while ministering in that remote forest location with the people who are living there. Then I also heard that he is again making preparation to go back to the same place in obedience to God. We'll be wondering what gives him the boldness to go back. What gives him the courage to go back to the place? There could be even chances of getting infected once again. The risen Lord is granting him confidence. The Lord who is alive is giving him confidence. The Lord who is alive, who is in control over his life, is granting him confidence to go back boldly to the place the Lord has called him. Dear ones, isn't it true that in your life and my life, you are afraid to obey God in many areas of your life? You may think, what will happen to your family? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my career? What will happen to my promotion if I faithfully obey God? But if you recognize that the risen Lord is in control over your entire life. If the risen Lord is in control over all the events that may happen in your life, then that gives you the strength to be submissive, to be obedient to God. And if you look at this passage we just now read, that is the key point highlighted in that passage. That, dear brothers and sisters, be obedient to the call God has given in your life, because the risen Lord is in control over your life. If you look at the chapter 21, we all know that the key person of this chapter is the Lord who is risen. Please look at verse 1 of this chapter. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. So, the first verse of this chapter gives the overall theme of this chapter. The Lord is declaring to his people that I am not dead any longer. So he is showing himself to the people that I am alive. You can see that in verse 1 repeated twice. He manifested himself. He wants his people to know that he is risen. He is alive. Please look at verse 14 of the same chapter. We can see another summary statement in verse 14. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the key theme, dear ones, of this chapter, that your Savior is alive. Your Savior is risen. And Apostle John in this book in verse 14 records the third time he is showing himself that I am alive. And if you carefully look at the first 14 verses, we can see that, if you all know the background of the first 14 verses, the risen Lord is proving that he is sufficient. The risen Lord is proving his ability to provide for his people. That is the key idea of verses 1 to 14. And if you look at verse 15 to 17 of the same chapter, John chapter 21, the risen Lord is giving a commission to Peter. If you look at the three times it is repeated, 21 verse 15, at the end, tend my lamb. If you look at 16 verse end, shepherd my sheep. And verse 17 at the end, tend my sheep. So the risen Lord, after proving his ability to provide, his sufficiency to provide for his people, the risen Lord is commissioning Apostle Peter for the pastoral ministry. Tend my sheep. Tend my lamb. And this is the background for the text we are going to study now, wherein we find chapter 21 verse 18 to 23, the risen Lord is demanding continual obedience from his people. Please look at verse 19, the text we have read today morning, verse 18 to 23. Please look at verse 19 at the end. When he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. You can see very clearly that the risen Lord, after proving his ability to provide, the risen Lord, after proving his sufficiency to provide for his people, even commissioning Peter to do a particular task, at this point, the risen Lord is demanding a complete obedience to him. Please look at these two words, follow me, that we can see at the end of verse 19. And this is a very important command the risen Lord gives to his people. Follow me. If you look at the word, the follow me, it carries the sense of a very active obedience. Even this morning time, the Lord is challenging his people to obey him in a very committed way. Obey him with all sincerity. That means if the Lord says you to do something, then do it. If the Lord has revealed any particular area that you should not do it, the Lord demands, the risen Lord is demanding active obedience from his children. And it also carries the sense of continual obedience. It's not that you are committed to the Lord on Monday and you forget the Lord on Tuesday. Again you remember the Lord on Saturday. Again you forget on Monday. Follow me, it carries a sense of not only active obedience, the risen Lord is demanding continual obedience from his children in all the areas of their life. And you may be wondering how that is possible. How that is possible to obey the Lord continually. The Lord is demanding continual obedience from his children. And Apostle Peter would be wondering, who would provide for my family? Earlier, I was a fisherman. Now you are asking me to tend your sheep. How can I committedly obey Christ? Who will feed my family? Who will feed my children? Many times, dear brothers and sisters, such fears come in your life and my life. When you want to take a step of faith to obey Christ in your life, to obey the call the Lord has given you in your life and my life. Sometimes you may be thinking, if I get baptized in obedience to the command of Christ, you may lose your family inheritance. If you very boldly witness that you are a believer, maybe it may affect your social reputation. But, dear ones, pause for a while. Before the Lord gives his command, follow me, the risen Lord is giving a wonderful assurance to Peter. Please look at that assurance. Please look at verse 19 again closely. John chapter 21 and verse 19. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. Please look at the next part. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. The Lord knows how fragile, how weak you and I are. So just before issuing the command, I need your active obedience. The Lord Jesus, who is risen, is giving them a great assurance. What is that assurance? You can see that assurance very clearly in the very words of Jesus Christ. Please look at verse 19. When he had spoken this, what Christ, who is risen, has spoken is recorded in verse 18. Verse 18, the risen Lord is telling to Peter, your life is in my hands. I am in perfect control over your life and even your death. And that is the kind of assurance the Lord who is risen is giving to his people and telling them, obey me continually. If you look at verse 18 in detail, shall we read that verse 18 again? This is the words of Jesus who is risen. Verse 18 we read, truly, truly I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go. The risen Lord is telling to Peter after he has commissioned that I am in perfect control over your death. I remember when my elder brother got admitted some time back, with all humility, the specialist doctor told me, his life is not in our hands. But the Lord who is risen says, your life is in my hands. And with this assurance, the Lord who is risen is sending Peter, go and follow me. What more assurance, dear ones, you and I need? Do you fear in obeying Christ? And we all know that the most unpredictable, the most uncertain event is the death of any person. And the risen Lord says, that is in my hand. And if you look very carefully at that verse 18, we can understand that. It starts truly, truly. So Jesus is making a very true prophecy concerning the end of Apostle Peter even before he started the public ministry. And if you look at that statement, there are two aspects of the death of Peter has been mentioned here. The first aspect is when he becomes older. Look at verse 18, the second part. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands. The Lord Jesus, even before 30 years of that event happened, Jesus is telling to Peter, I know your end. I know that you will be killed by crucifixion. And written, you will stretch out your hands. Jesus knew the exact end that is going to happen in the life of Peter. And again, we can see one more aspect. Verse 18 at the end. Bring you where you do not wish to go. That means the death by crucifixion, it happened by force. Bring you where you do not wish to go. And verse 19, if you look at verse 19 carefully, Apostle John gives a testimony. Look at verse 19. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. John wrote this book in around AD 85, AD 90, around that time. Peter's crucifixion happened around AD 68. And Apostle John, who wrote this book, is telling, this is what exactly happened. This happened exactly like what Jesus had prophesied regarding the end of Peter. And we know that very well from that verse 19. What kind of death he would glorify God? So Apostle John is giving the witness when he is writing this book that the death that was prophesied by Jesus Christ regarding Peter's end, that happened exactly like this. That again gives a very valid evidence to you and me as we study the scripture that the Lord Jesus is in perfect control over your life. Your life is in His hands. My life is in His hands. So will you fear to obey Him? Will you shy away in obeying Him? Will you allow fear to conquer you? The Lord who has risen, defeated death. He says, your life is in my hands. And if you look at even towards the end of Apostle John's life, that is recorded in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. We all know the context of Revelation chapter 1. When John the Apostle, after in AD 90, 95, when he was in the island of Patmos as an exile, we all know that the risen Lord again appeared to Apostle John. Please look at this beautiful verses recorded in Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 and 18. Most probably Apostle John is under fear. But the comfort, the very words of Jesus, we can see in verse 17 and 18. Do not be afraid. Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 and 18. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead. And behold, I am alive forever
more.
And I have the keys of death and of Hades. And this is a kind of assurance the Lord Jesus even gave to Apostle John when he was in exile in a very fearful situation. Jesus is telling about his present status. Behold, I am alive forevermore. That is the status of your Savior. And again it is recorded, I have the keys of death and of hates. He is the one who is going to tell how, when, what, and who is going to die. Are you not excited to know that your Lord is in control over your, even your end moments of life? King David, after escaping from various deliverances, in Psalm 31 he says, my times are in your hands. So will you fear to obey Christ? And if you look at this incident, if you look at that verse 19 carefully, a very interesting matter of obedience we can see concerning Peter. Please look at verse 19 again of John chapter 21. What kind of death? He would glorify God. We all know that Peter is a person who always wanted to run away. But here he says that he went to the cross like his master. He did not run away. He knew that his life is in the hands of the risen Lord. So he went with all boldness. When the Nero, the emperor, they started persecuting the believers. I will die for the cause of Christ. He did not run away. Boldly he went to the cross and brought glory to God. Earlier he was a person who was always running away. But we find the kind of boldness that gave to Apostle Peter. The moment you know, dear ones, that your life is in the control of your risen Lord, will you fear in obeying him? Will you shy away in witnessing for the risen Lord? Will you fear about your promotion? Will you fear about your grades? When you fear in testifying in your college regarding who is your Lord? With all boldness, you'll be able to testify that my Lord is in control over your life. And a very important thought you can meditate. If the Lord is risen, and if he is in control over your end, then what about other events in life? The most uncertain event, the unpredictable event, people who would not never want to talk about death, the Lord says, I am in control, then what about other events in your life? Will you fear to get baptized? Will you fear to say that you are a believer? No, never. You will be captivated by this truth. My Lord is risen. My life is in his hands. I know a sister who, coming from a different background, and she faced many obstacles in her marriage. Her marriage was never happening. But she was committed to one thing. I will obey the Lord. I will not bow down or buckle under the pressure of anyone. I will only marry a born again believer. And her mother had raised up alone. And she was worried about the future of her daughter. Many relatives started complaining. They were telling, this young girl is playing unsafe with her own future. But this sister in Christ knew one thing, that my life is in the perfect control. Even all the events that are going to happen He is in the perfect control of my risen Lord. And she continued to trust. So she waited upon the Lord. And to the glory of the Lord. To the surprise of everyone. Today she is blessed with a godly Christian family life. Maybe that the Lord has already told you to obey in your life in certain areas. Maybe you are hesitating. Even after the Lord has revealed your will. But you may be hesitating to take that bold step. Out of fear. Do you again want to continue in fear, dear ones? The scriptures has just now challenged to look at the perfect control of the risen Lord in all the areas of your life so that you may boldly obey Him. Maybe you are afraid to witness, fearing that it may affect your promotion. In my own life, I confess I have done that. Afraid to witness, fearing what your friends will think about you. But boldly obey His command to witness, because He is in control over the various events in your life and my life. The passage assures that the risen Lord is in control of your life and my life. This passage is also enabling us to understand at the unique control, the very unique control Christ has in your life. That can also challenge you to move forward in obeying the risen Lord. Earlier we had looked at the perfect control of Christ in your life. Now the passage also is challenging us to look at the unique control the Lord has in your life. How can we understand that? Look at verse 20 and 21. I would like to read these two verses again. Please focus on chapter 21, verse 20 and 21 of Gospel according to John. Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper, and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what about this man?" Verse 22, Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." And Peter was very anxious to know what will happen to Apostle John, like many other times. And look at verse 21, how it is ending. So Peter, seeing him, and said to Jesus, look at this question, "Lord, and what about this man?" And we know from the context that this man refers to Apostle John. Peter was very curious to know what would happen to Apostle John. And in reply, Jesus gives Peter a mild rebuke. And from this rebuke, you can understand that the Lord is in, has a unique control over your life and my life. Please look at that, verse 22. Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? Why you are bothered about John? You follow me. I have a unique plan for you. Do not get disturbed by the plans in other person's life. You follow me." And very clearly this shows that if you look at that verse 22, he is able to keep John alive even till his second coming. That is the kind of statement we see here. If Jesus wants John to be alive till his second coming, I am able to do that. Very clearly says that the control of Jesus in John's life is different from that of Peter's life. Very clearly, the scripture is teaching you and me that your Lord has a very unique control over your life. And if you look at the final rebuke at verse 22 at the end, you follow me. Apostle Peter is being challenged. You follow what I say in your life. I have a very unique plan for your life. But the plan of Christ in John's life may be different. And verse 23, please look at how that passage is ending. It is again that verse is clarifying that. Verse 23, therefore this saying went out among the brethren that the disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? So verse 23, Apostle John is again clarifying that Jesus never prophesied. Jesus only told that he is able to keep him alive if he wants that to happen. That again very clearly shows that Lord has a very unique control over Apostle John's life. We all know that the Lord kept Apostle John alive, even to write this gospel according to John. Peter was crucified. He became a martyr in AD 68. But the control of Jesus in the life of John was different. The Lord kept him alive even for writing the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Isn't that exciting and encouraging to note that the risen Lord has a very unique control over your life and my life? And the Lord is even challenging, even this morning time, to obey him gladly. That means the events that are planned by the risen Lord in your life may not be same as that may happen in the person sitting next to you. It is so unique. The Lord has a very unique plan for your family. The Lord has a very unique for you as a person. And it is very challenging that you be obedient to the Lord's unique plan in your life. And we all know that Hudson Taylor went as a missionary to China. And in those days, it was a practice for most of the missionaries that the missionaries would marry and then go for the mission work. Earlier, Hudson Taylor thought that the same would happen in his life also. But to surprise, it didn't happen like that in Hudson Taylor's life. The unique plan was that he would go to China and then get married. So it's exciting to know that the Lord has a very unique control over your life and my life. So when you understand this truth as it is revealed here, you will not yield under peer pressure. You will not yield under peer pressure, because when you start honoring the Lord's unique control in your life. So the Lord has laid a unique track for you to run. You need to run looking at the risen Lord. Maybe that the Lord has not granted you great health to run around like others do. Maybe the Lord has only granted limited health. But with that limited health, you can honor the Lord. That way bring glory to God. That could be the unique plan of God's in your life. Maybe it is possible that the Lord has not granted you great wealth. Maybe in a very limited circumstances, the Lord has orchestrated your life. That way bring glory to His name. So, this passage is challenging us to look at the two aspects of control. One is the perfect control of the risen Lord in your life, and also the unique control of Jesus in your life. And if you recognize this truth, then you will not fear. Whatever the Lord says, you will be encouraged to do. And even the songwriter says, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. That would be a beautiful piece of worship coming from your hearts and mouth, even this morning time, to the risen Lord. Lord, whatever you say, I am willing to obey. Knowing that, Lord, you are in perfect control. Knowing that you have a very unique track laid for me to run. Looking at Jesus Christ, shall we humble our hearts in prayer? Lord, we want to worship you even this time. The one who is alive forevermore. The one who holds the keys of deaths and hates. Lord, even as a token of worship, we tell to you, Lord, we are willing to obey you. We are willing to obey in all the areas of our life. Even this morning, our tribute will be, Lord, our heart which is surrendered to you without fearing anything, but only fearing the risen Lord. We give you all the glory and honor. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.